This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
Have you got it?
I got it.
Welcome to Nicknames Not for Radio.
This one from JQ's. I have an old boss whose name was Trevor Arnold Steckham. He would write his name as T.A. Steckham in his signature block. We would call him Tasty. He never got why, because it would be spelt out Tasty Cum. Cheers for the laughs. This one from Eddie's Brush. I know a fella who loves getting stoned and drifting cars. He's got the nickname Tokyo Spliff.
Tokyo Spliff is a beauty.
I used to have the nickname Whale Cum. I worked for a chilled goods company and braked too hard once. Nearly all 26 pallets of cream went over in the back, and it looked like a blue whale had fucked the back of the trailer when the doors opened. Hence the name Your Whale Cum.
Ooh, Your Whale Cum.
Shit, that's a goodie.
Yeah.
This one from Mikey Wilson. Hey guys, had a guy at high school I knew and got called Beanie. I couldn't figure out why he got this name, so I asked someone, and because Beanie had full-blown acne, it looked like a tin of beans exploded on his face. Brutal but fair, I thought.
Oh man.
This one from James Sayer. Had a mate with a mole on the back of his neck. It resembled a Coco Pop. Hence the nickname Coco Pop. He really didn't like this and used to get quite upset. One September, on return from school after the holidays, he walked into school full of eagerness to get on with the year without being called Coco Pop. He had had the mole removed as a direct result of what we would now call bullying. This exuberance lasted all of 3 minutes until one bright spark shouted, "He's had it removed. He's now called No No Pop." 14-year-olds then chanted, no, no, pop, until he cried.
Oh, no,
that's terrible.
That's bad, isn't it?
I thought it was going to be no-co pop.
Jeez, that's good, though.
Philip West. Hey, guys, love the show. I had a mate back in Ireland who was always taking a shit, so we called him Darwin after Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, because he evolved to shit through his mouth as well as his ass. And last one from Josh Hodder. Someone I work with is a virgin and he makes pizzas. We call him Margarita Dick because the only thing he's had on his is cheese.
Oh, that's right.
So good.
Welcome is so good.
You're welcome.
Just hitting the picks and having that much cream just explode in the back of the fucking truck.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well done.
Not for radio. Reloaded.